Look at all these beautiful people.
Hey everyone.
Everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello,
Hello,
hello.
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 Hi.
Hey, hey, Susie.
Hello.
Good to see everyone.
There. Now I can see everybody.
Good.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello,
How's everyone doing? Great.
good. Sometimes reeling, there's a lot of light coming through right now.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Yes, indeed.
So I think everybody is here. Are we ready to get started?
Okay.
Okay. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our fourth session of level one of Pathway of Illumination. This is an awesome time for us to be gathered again for this session. Melanie, you want to say hello?
Hello. Happy to see everybody. Seems like it's been forever.
Yeah.
We've been missing you guys.
Yeah, we have.
Miss you too.
Well, so we have a full session today, but we want to start by just checking in with all of you and see how are you doing? A, with the current energies as such as they are, and of course the all the 8888 energies that we are just now beginning to begin to assimilate. And just see how you're doing. What are you noticing? Any changes?
So let's open it up to a conversation between everyone.
Okay.
So you'll have to unmute yourself to speak.
Well, I'm happy to start if it's okay with everybody, because
Certainly.
I've just been on a tailwind. I ended up in Washington, D.C., right when the shutdown was starting because I was having a reunion with people I used to work. Well, I was in the Peace Corps years ago and they decided to have a reunion. So I suddenly saw myself in a very interesting situation, and there was a lot of light. There was a lot of light. And that was emanating actually throughout Washington, D.C., even though the news says otherwise. I ended up going out to Montreal and experiencing something quite similar. And then when I arrived back in Geneva, Switzerland, it was another reunion of people I used to work with, and it was just like light was blazing. So I thought, okay, I'm getting a lot of practice. It was absolutely glorious. And I think we've all been receiving these downloads without always understanding why, but I think we're carrying a big light for our group, for our council, for everyone. So I just wanted to share that.
Good. Well,
Thanks.
that's exciting. It's good to know. I mean, we know the news is not. They don't portray the real thing. So it's good to hear that you noticed that in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
Who else?
How have you, what we really are
I
wanting you
think
to
I'm
talk
on
about?
audio, but I don't know. Am I? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
We
you.
can hear you.
Oh, okay. This is Kathy Mann.
Yeah. Okay.
I have every time I reread all the notes from last year and this year, I'm finding like I didn't quite understand that. Wow, it didn't, I have all these details that hadn't quite penetrated the head yet. And I am so grateful for all the work that everybody's done to give us the written stuff so that we can keep up with all that's going on. And I am increasingly aware of how important it is to keep track of what I'm thinking and to keep my mind in the highest possible way I can, in spite of the news I'm reading. And I feel so supported by all of the work we have done together. And I'm also very pleased by much of the Zoom work that is going on, that is people all over the planet doing wonderful, loving, caring, peaceful, joyful things. We are so supported. It's amazing. And thank you for having been a part of my life for all this time,
Well,
because it's been incredible.
thank you for being part of our community.
Absolutely.
Every one of you is a very important member of this council and this community. Anyone else like to share what they're noticing about any changes in their fields or any changes in their knowing and awareness?
Margaret's got her
Oh,
hand
yes.
Okay.
Energetics, the frequencies, the immense downloads, it's tremendous amount of light flowing, and I feel not overwhelmed, just super saturated, I'll call it. And at times I just have to sit and breathe and know that everything is unfolding as it needs to. So for me personally, it's been a time of slow down. You don't have to run around and just acknowledge that this is all part of getting to know more about who I really am. The connections with all of you and the rest of humanity, really, because we are one, but also the connections with Source and the spirit, my spirit. It's really been quite an amazing a journey, and sometimes I feel like I'm jumping timelines, and then I realize those are part of the different frequencies that are helping me to see, to feel, to experience more of being a human, and yet understanding that I am spirit here to make a difference.
Beautiful.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Well, thank
Thank you
you.
to everyone.
Kelly, you have
Well,
your hand raised.
Hi, hi, Milena. Hi, Joan, and
Hi.
everybody.
Hi.
Let me lower my hand so I get it out of my face
Yeah,
there.
that was good. I didn't know how to get it off.
It's okay, I do. I haven't seen you guys in so long. I just thought I'd share some stuff just so I could talk to you. It's been interesting, and what I want to say is I appreciate what Margaret just said, and I really enjoyed your background too, Margaret. What I have really noticed different is that I'm getting more sensitive. If that's, I can tell when our planet is being bombarded by protons. It's like when I start feeling a little crazy. The energies get so intense that my nervous system just starts really can't handle it very well. I don't know if some of that's related to some of the accidents I've had over my life that strained my nervous system as it is, but I can really tell when protons are hitting and we're up to double digits or higher. There's some of the websites you can read how much is coming in. If it's 5 or less, I'm okay. If it's 10 or more, I can tell. And the other thing that I've noticed is when, I can tell when the Schumann resonance is all whacked out, white or something. And I wasn't as aware of it before, and now I can totally tell. And my life is pretty mellow. Debbie works still, and I'm at home alone most of the time. I get to do whatever I want. I spend a lot of time studying and reading, mostly technical stuff. So I'm pretty calm most of the time. But when I have to go out into the world, OMG, I would rather not.
I agree.
I don't want to. As a matter of fact, I have needed to go schedule a teeth cleaning for 1.5 years, and I have just been putting it off because I just don't want to go do that. Going to the grocery store, thank God Debbie goes with, because I can hide behind her. She's calm everywhere, no matter where we are. She's pretty mellow. She lets everything roll off her back, and I'm not that. I don't do that as well. So I'm like, look at the kids. They don't get any exercise anymore. They're riding electric bikes. I mean, every little stupid thing, I find it's just, I don't know, it bothers me because that's not where the world should be going. It's like we should be, all healthy and all this stuff in the light. So it's a challenge being of the world, but it's not a challenge when I'm at home and just being calm and quiet and doing my own thing. So I don't know if that means I should be practicing more and going out like, I forgot your name. Sorry, the first lady that shared. Never
Beth.
forget it.
Beth.
Say, Beth. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Beth. Never forget a face. But like you were saying, it's good practice to get out in the world. But I don't want to practice at it. Is that bad?
Beth, you
It's
got
not
a
bad.
comment?
Yes. We're all supposed to be where we are supposed to be, okay? And some people are meant to be at home and anchoring. I'm sorry, but that's true, or in quiet space. Some are meant to be out there riding the white horse. It just depends. So when you feel you need to be at home, that's where one should be. We should all at certain times be in the quiet. I've been preparing for that. I know it's very important right now. So I'm back in the mountains where I can be quiet. But this other thing that I had to go on was decided a year ago. And so I said, okay, I'm being taken there in the middle of the heart of the beast. So it's just, I think we're shown where we ought to be and when we ought to be there. And if it doesn't feel right, then you have to do what does feel right.
Yeah,
Okay.
and what I want to add to that is that I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something besides sitting at home being quiet and grounding, as you said. I'm supposed to be doing something. I don't exactly know what it is. So I'm doing all this technical stuff because it fills the time. And I got to share that the one guy that I thought I was going to start doing some good spiritual stuff with, I'm a part of another group where we're supposed to be getting funded for humanitarian projects, supposedly. And he had an absolutely amazing humanitarian project to bring the I say it right, the Brotherhood of, what was it, the White Brotherhood of Light or something like that, teachings to the world. And he just passed October 17th, which was unexpected. He was in his 80s. And his passing hit me really, really hard, more than even when my parents passed, because I was really looking forward to doing, applying, if you will, what we've learned, applying the spiritual stuff in the day-to-day life. And now I feel a little lost again as far as, okay, what exactly am I supposed to be doing besides holding the light, sitting here at home and grounding? It's like, it's a little boring at times, I will admit. So
Well,
that's all.
timing is everything.
You know, Charlotte's been saying that to me for 10 years. It's like, okay, when is the timing gonna?
It gets here, you will know.
Thanks, Joan.
Anyone else like to comment before we get further into today's session?
Vera, do you want to talk? Or are you waving? Because you're on mute, you're muted if you want to talk. Okay.
Unmute. I want to talk. Yes.
Okay.
First of all, thank you so much for all your sharing. Every word resonates to me. And I do feel very big changes, more expanded awareness, clarity. And I do feel very much supported. On September 23rd, I was involved in an accident. No, my fault. It was recognized and actually spared. I'm alive because the huge car was running in a speed directly to my door. Maybe it was actually orchestrated by shadows or whatever. I don't know. It's a miracle I'm alive. And but it's shaking me up so much and recognize that I am well supported. And in all way, in a deep place, I was confirmed that I'm needed and I'm well supported. And I am it was like a gain confirmation, validation, and for me to choose my priorities. I'm mostly in my own field, which I enjoy so much. My garden was neglected for many, many years, and now it's just priority, at least few hours a day in the garden because I feel support of the Gaia, Earth, healing, and every plant is full of gratitude to me what I'm doing, in spite of only one hand, arm, and it's painful. I don't notice. Of course, I feel pain, but it's not as strong noticeable for me because I'm changing the state of the my garden plants, and I'm surrounded by immense gratitude for my present and inner gratitude to everything around. And I enjoy so much my state of presence, and I love my life immensely. And I'm so grateful that I'm part of this so profound, so important teachings that were presented in this group, and we all are well
Vera,
supported.
can you see me on
And
the screen?
wow,
I
wow.
don't know how to move it. I used to know how to move it. Oh.
No, I moved the
So
other one. I
it's
can't find my picture.
wow.
It says
What
I'm
we
not
are
signed
doing
in, but
and
I'm listening to it.
ah, and yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm overwhelmed with love and overwhelmed with them. You know, I don't know how even to put it into the words, but the teachings again and again stressed in my head is the most important through all my life. I'm 78 right now. That what I was leading to this moment because of that. And I'm grateful for that. And thank you to every single one of you, and especially Joanne and Melanie for delivering it to us. So I'm just bowing for that and sharing my overwhelmed love to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Very
Vera.
happy you're okay. Very, very happy you got through that, Vera. Very happy that you're okay.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi,
Hi,
Linda.
Linda.
Hey, hi. I just got back from Mexico, where I was destined to be for 3 weeks, and I asked my guidance, which, by the way, Master Katumi has been hanging out with me a lot lately. So thank you all. And thank you, Master Katumi, because it's like I keep asking, you know, am I ready? Am I ready? Am I ready? You know, like get me where I'm going kind of thing. And when I got to Mexico, it's like I'm looking out at this water, which I've seen many times, but it was like, that's the pool of, you know, of liquid light that, you know, we're like, so every time I went in that water, I felt like I was being physically surrounded by what my mind had created. And I just basked in it. It was fabulous. And then I asked, you know, what am I supposed to be, you know, is there something I'm supposed to do here? And I just, it was like, this is all for you. This is for your healing so that you can in turn be a part of what's coming. And in our last couple of communications, it was all about, you know, accepting that you are literally an ascended master that came here to be of service. And I was finally, because I've toyed with that for a while, a long while, and I finally was able to accept that, and that shifted everything. Not to say that, you know, it's like all the lights didn't turn on, but it was like, oh, I stopped fighting it, actually, is what happens. Like I surrendered to that fact, and the fact that I'm perfectly imperfect is perfectly okay. And so I've learned all that in the last couple of months that you had us just deeply integrate. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you to this whole entire group, because we're a phenomenal group of humans that really aren't. We're just so much more. And but it was like we really did hear the call of our soul, and we really did answer the call. And we're stepping on to the next level, which is the next level of awakening. And the collective consciousness is coming so fast behind us, where it used to have this really long lag time. And it's like I'm seeing it, it's speeding up and speeding up and speeding up. It's like right around the corner. And we're going to set that template today. And I'm like, thank you. And I'm going to shut up now.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Does anybody want to comment on what it means to them to have a fifth dimensional body and what it might look like?
What do you think? We've been talking about fifth dimensional bodies for a long time. And so
it means it's going to work. It's going to function in the way that it's meant to work, without stress, without strain. That's what it means to me.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for asking that question. I'd love to hear other people's viewpoints, because this is something I've contemplated for a while. What does transfiguration mean? And if that means having a fifth dimensional body, what is that actually going to be like?
In my
way of perceiving it, it means that the blueprint my cells are sourcing from blueprint divine knowledge, and so body can take care of itself, repair itself, consciousness, it can be a vessel to hold multidimensional consciousness, and the physicality, the aging, which we're all a part of, at least stops, if not regenerates. So that's my way of looking at it, but I'd love to hear more from others. Thank you for asking.
I agree to that for sure. There will be no pain. Their balance between both hemispheres, the brain connected to the heart constantly, they're uninterrupted, connections with your soul and spirit, seeing the world in an all illuminated way, and not to react negatively, no ways, never below neutral, for sure, but mostly no pain, no illnesses, no distractions from the physical body. It is balanced, functioning, doesn't matter what age it is, but it is self-regenerated.
Thank you for sharing.
I have to agree with what Rosemary and Vera said and others. It to me, it looks like physicality will be similar, but our bodies will function more in alignment, and we will begin to have the other communications, the clairvoyance, the clairaudience, telepathy, all of that, much more easily, so that language is not the clunkiness of it, you know. And yeah, our bodies will understand how to, that's not the word, we'll remember that we are self-healing, we are self-guiding, because our self is in such a connection with source energy.
Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah, I had that. I wanted to share the funny experience I had. A couple of weeks ago, I was trying to feed my cat, and I didn't know he was right at my foot. And I noticed, and then my body just jumped, and I just fell on the floor, flat, like, you know, like this, just fell flat. And, but nothing happened. I mean, nothing was hurt. It was really flat, you know, and then, it was just really like amazing that nothing hurt in any part of my body. And it was just totally fine. I think I hit my head too. So that was just amazing. So I don't know what that is, but it's just kind of the body is changing, how it's been changing. And when I use the, when I have a little pain on the back of my foot, sometimes I have a little thing in the back of my right knee. And when I use red ray, the red light ray, you know, that we learned a while back, and then gold light, of course, liquid light, and you know, the nectar of light, all that, and it works. I mean, it's really faster than before, so it was just amazing. I think that's fifth dimensional, you know, we are transfigurating into the fifth dimensional body. That's all this to me, it was the change.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Living now is purely energetic. Everything is perceivable and perceiving and perceived as energy. And that pinnacle point of the fifth triad is the perspective by which to, shall we say, view or perceive ourselves and everything around us, all of the collective of humanity and all of the life forms. And it's it brings life, in my perspective, it brings life into pure simplicity. And within that energetic reality, it's all about attention points. It's just everything is about attention points and where we choose to place our attention, where we choose in our worldview to pay attention to or not. has a direct effect on that. So walking around in a body now is, you can feel the push and pull of gravity and the forces of nature, and there's no dissonance. It's just, mind you, I spend a lot of time in the harmonic chamber. I don't see it as something I just do for a few minutes and then leave. I won't say I live there, but it's my favorite place to be, is having my unified field in that harmonic chamber after the frequency and the color and the sound. And within the harmonic chamber, for me, is that aqua, crystalline, plasmic liquid. So I'm feeling sort of a more of a fusion of things. It's delightful because it's independent of the way of the third dimensional push and pull that we all took our bodies in and grew up with and have been kind of lightening up over all these years. But so fifth dimensional body to me is that state of living in energetic reality. It's about the only way I could say it.
Thank you, Jana.
Yeah, I was finding that the world was getting way too busy for me. I was getting very distracted and just, I was on my phone a lot. I was on just things. I had to fill the space with something. And I realized what I was doing and I said, okay, I'm not going to be doing that. So I had to start quiet, calming myself down, quieting myself down. And the more I got still, the more I felt that fifth dimension come back, and the quietness and the centeredness and the just the peace. And it's really made a change for better.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear Joan and Milena's answer to that question.
Well, I think it's yet to be determined. What you have to understand is the paradigm of fifth dimension is built in love and unity consciousness. So, in that, when you're fully transfigured, which is going to take a while, I mean, we're going to have beginning levels as we go along. However, unity consciousness means that we have never left. Our spirit has never left the source of all that is. And that we are soul spirit having a physical experience. And how we choose to have that physical experience is based in love and unity. And we see that unity in everyone we meet. We also see their frailties and their difficulties. So we can stay in that element of love and unity because they have a different directive than we have. Milena?
Well, it's a good question, and I guess one that as we were leading up to this session today, I have spent a couple of weeks actually with that question, what might a fifth dimensional body look like? And truth is, we really don't know. But we're already in the beginning throes of that transition. It's already occurring in very subtle ways. And the body, is going through a lot. And so start noticing things about your body. You know, some maybe I know in the last few weeks now, I haven't felt well for the last few weeks. I've been down a little bit, but my joints hurt a lot. And a lot of you know I was in Europe in September, and I came home sick. And but the message I got was there was nothing, even though I had a cold and congestion, but I didn't have COVID, I didn't have the flu, I didn't run a fever. And the message that I received from my guides was that my body was its way of purging some very old things that I no longer needed. So kind of broaden your perspective is kind of what I'm suggesting. You know, if you start noticing things about your body, don't automatically assume that, you know, it's that you have the flu or that mystery illness people are talking about and that sort of thing. I mean, it could be, so take care of your body, absolutely. But not everything is that, and it will present in very different ways for a lot of us as the actual transmutation of the body, I think, is underway. And so today's session is really all about that. It's all about the body. And we're going to go into a little bit more. Kelly, I answer your question, and then we're going to move into what's next, okay?
Yeah, it's very short. I'm just curious, since we were all born into a third dimensional body, we know that that young people born into a fifth dimensional body are already there. Is it really possible for our old third dimensional bodies to transfigure into fifth dimensional bodies this late stage in life?
Well, you know, first for me, you know, I think there's different degrees of what the body will be able to do. Okay. I think the younger you are, you know, the more time and opportunity you have for that to happen. What might that look like? And a lot of that will also depend how much time do you devote to sitting with these frequencies in your body. But that's going to lead me to our next thing. The council, the greater council, is very aware that of what the bodies are going through, and you know, and what the limitations of our older bodies are, actually. But as everything else we have done and been given through all these years, you know, they have looked after us, and we've been given a lot of opportunities to accelerate the expansion of our consciousness and the way we look at it. And they are in process of doing something that will be coming up to actually help the body make this transition as much as it can. So I would, for me personally, I'm not going to be put too much focus on the body, because you can't force it. You know, you can't make it accelerate. You can't make it go faster. You can't say, okay, you know, I want 20 years to disappear from this body, you know, by the first of next year. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I would like for it to happen. And hey, I'm open if they want to surprise me with that. Okay. Bring it on. So to this end, I'm going to go ahead into that next section now, Joan, okay?
Okay, I just want to make one comment.
Okay,
you can't compare this body. We've been in the trenches for a number of years. And these children coming in have new bodies. They have a fifth dimensional body. However, they're having a rough time. And that was one of our prime directives as a group, to lay down this template for them to follow, because they're having a rough time, I can tell you, just from observing my great-grandchildren, especially the new ones, the babies. They're having a rough time with the density. So don't think that your body is going to regenerate itself and be just like brand new. It's not. But our consciousness and the way we process and the way we use our brains and all of our states of being is different. So that's where you focus your attention.
I want to. This is Jan. Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm just going to keep this very brief, but I have a big feeling, a strong feeling that I am bringing in womb codes, as
Awesome.
in,
Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, there's, I don't know, we all have different directives, but I'll just say that it might be happening for us to help the kids and
Yes.
everybody.
Yes. Thanks, Jan. And we just really need to move on here. We got
A
so
lot to do.
lot to
Can
do.
I add, please, one more thing quickly to finish
Okay, hurry up.
this? Yep. IKEA folks, I spend most of my days at IKEA. That's where all the babies are. That's where the toddlers are. And boy, oh boy, they really see you coming, you know, and they're absolutely delighted. I mean, I can't even speak to the heart magnetic electromagnetics that pass in the Sacred Heart when these little kids with their bright eyes and I don't know what happens to them the rest of their days, but when they're in that moment, so. If anyone wants to or feels propelled to participate in that way, the little ones really love to see us and to see our light and to have that exchange of that pure love. So thank you.
Okay, Milena.
Okay. So I'll go back to what I was saying. So the Greater Council is seeing and they've heard us asking this question, you know, what might this look like? What might this transmutation process look like, this transfiguration? So into that, last week they kind of dropped a big download. And so there's a big initiation that they want to offer to us. And they want it done sooner than later. So, to that end, we are going to open up registration very soon so we can come back on December 21st for this initiation. And this initiation will then set us up for then coming back in the spring. Okay. This initiation is designed to help support the body. You know, we have expanded this, our state of consciousness, to such an extensive, massive degree. And of course, the body has always lagged behind. We have always known that. You know, and we can process all of this quantum cosmic light through the body. And our bodies have done an excellent job. So if you haven't thanked your body, please do. Because if they have done a great job being able to process and assimilate the in just the refinement of these frequencies, but because the body itself is trying to actually transfigure to accommodate even more, this is what this next big initiation is to will assist us in doing. So we were not anticipating having to open up registration right away, but in order to facilitate what's next, we're going to. So registration will open on November 15th. It will close on December 15th. This will be the registration will be for an 8-session package. And that way we don't have to stop and come back and register again, because registration is actually quite time consuming and a it's kind of a pain in the butt from our side of things, from the just from an administrative standpoint. So with 8 sessions, that should take us through next year. And if we don't use them all next year, we'll carry them over. But this December 21st session needs to be put in place because there are things you will need to do in the subsequent months and for us to be ready to come back in the spring. And right now, our spring date to come back will be March 22nd. Okay. So watch your emails, and we will put the notice up on Facebook when registration is open. So we can just be a short opening, 1 month, in order for us to complete the registration on our end, get the administrative part of it done, so we can do this initiation. And I've been given a preview. And all I can say is, wow. So it's a big one. All right. Anything else about that, Joan?
Well, just to be clear, the first session of this new packet, this new series of 8, will be December the 21st. And then the second session will be March the 22nd. 2026. So those 2 sessions, and then we'll see how the energetics are moving and how they're being integrated. But don't expect once a month to have a session, because with these new energetics and the energetics that you can tell, the last 2 sessions we've had are big sessions energetically as well as conceptually. So as things progress, you know, we're just going to have to let you know as soon as we know when the next session will be so that you can get it on your calendar.
How many sessions are left in this round?
This is the last.
This completes this little mini series.
It was like a mini conference, really.
And one other point we wanted to bring up, and it was mentioned in the conversation earlier, you know, our collective is, we are dynamic as a collective. And that's why we have been able to do the things we have been able to do, because it has been because of our combined collective force that we create. And it is quite amazing. And it does to be able to have access to and begin to assimilate and bring in these massive refined frequencies. It takes our entire collective in order to do that. So our individual parts are as strong as our collective is. And the power of this collective then allows us to keep expanding and expanding. And they are preparing us. We are reaching a threshold now. And we need to bring the body up as much as we can and give the body the opportunity to be able to, what the initiation, the best I can tell at this moment, will allow even more refined frequencies to be able to be processed by the body. So that's kind of where we're going with that. But I did want to say thank all of you for being part of this collective, because it propels us. We're like, you know, the kids when you hold hands and you slingshot each other forward. That's kind of what we're doing on an energetic basis. You know, we're slingshotting. We're all connecting, but we're bringing each other along. And so it's actually quite an honor and a privilege to be playing at this level, you know, with such masters. So, Joan, anything else before we start?
No, I just think, you know, it is It's a two-part thing. It's for our personal ascension to levels, even as masters, that we have not yet achieved. But it is also the unity of our collective group that supports each of us individually to attain whatever level that is in our ascension. So this is an individual and a collective event.
As Ann Rata asked us back on the 888 session, eights, four eights, how far and how deep do you want to go? So.
And many of us said, take us there, as far as we can go. I did, I said that.
Yep.
And I know Milena did too, and a
Yep.
few other people in our group. It didn't even pause for a response.
Yep. So. All righty. All right, let's start for today. Let's get our session going for today, the rest of the session now. So if everybody will mute themselves if you're already or not.